Good morning, church. Old friend means old. But we are always renewed in Christ, amen? I thank S.P. Lawrence Chua for the invitation. Yeah, we have known each other since your church started here. So that's about, I think, 20 over 30 years back. And there's so much that we have learned from your church. I used to be in a church just down the road. And this thing about CP, reaching community and so on, what we have learned has been from this church. So thank God for that. I believe one of the most popular prayer in the Bible is the Lord's Prayer that says, Our Father who art in heaven. Many of us memorize that, we recite that. I'm going to bring you to a scripture today in the Old Testament from Numbers chapter 6, if you can open your Bible to that. We're going to read it together in a while. And when you read it, you will realize that many of you may have used this scripture, Numbers chapter 6, 3 verses there. Many of you have used it sometimes for a card when somebody graduates, wedding, and even bereavement. So if you can we stand together to read God's word? Taken from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Let's read it aloud. Let's read it all together. This is God's word. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. As your people, we have come into your house, we have called upon your name. Our praises have ascended unto you. Lord, right now, incline our heart, open our ears to listen to your word. Your word is life. Your word is a bread of life that will teach us, that will lead us, that will guide us, that will bless your people to follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ as a disciple, to know you in a deeper way. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. As I say, many of you would have used this scripture before, called the Lord's, the Aaronic blessing. Someone actually called it the Lord's Prayer in the Old Testament. This Aaronic blessing or Aaronic benediction is made up of three sentences. We want to look at the construction of these three sentences. The first sentence in Hebrew, because it's written in Hebrew. In Hebrew, the first sentence has got only three words. Basically, bless, Lord, keep. It's written a bit differently, and yet, in English, we have to put it into the Lord bless and keep you. Just three words. The second sentence is five words. Okay, it's a bit longer than the first sentence. And the third sentence is seven words. Total, the Aaronic blessing has got only 15 words in the original, in the Hebrew. Three words, five words, to seven words. Interesting, huh? Secondly, when they read it out in terms of syllables, when they read it out, the first sentence in Hebrew has got 12 syllables. Syllables is like when we say blessedness, there's three syllables, yeah? Exhortation, there's four syllables. The first sentence in Hebrew, when they read it out, is 12 syllables. The second sentence has got 14 syllables. And the third sentence, 16 syllables. Three words to five words to seven words. 12, 14 to 16. In terms of alphabets, when you construct these sentences in Hebrew, The first sentence uses 15 alphabets of the alphabet. Hebrew alphabet is 22. English alphabet is 26. We all know that, right? So it's slightly different also. First sentence in alphabet, 15 alphabets to form that sentence. Second sentence, 20 alphabet. Guess the sentence, how many? Wow, so smart. Pass your math. What are we seeing here? Three sentences from 3 words to 5 words to 7 words in syllabus 12 to 14 to 16. In terms of alphabets in a sentence, 20, 15, 20, 25. Wow. Do we see something expanding, getting progressively longer and longer? What does that speak to me? It speaks to me that when God bless, and as He bless, there is much more. There is exceedingly, abundantly more than what you can ever think and ask of. Amen? This is God. You see, if God bless you with a huge sum of money, God doesn't get poorer. Because we are serving and worshiping this Almighty God. And when He blessed the people, He blessed them even from generation to generation. In this, looking at the sentences and looking at this word, God told Moses that Moses speak to Aaron, the high priest. Even in that, I see God has an order. When He appoint a person, He speak to Moses. He could have spoken to Aaron. God can. Nothing wrong with that. But He spoke to Moses to tell Aaron and his son. Aaron is the high priest. And his sons for generation, even up to now, from that generation, they are priests, a priestly family. And the Lord clearly, explicitly, it is God who initiated this blessing. Hello? Amen? This shows me the heart of God. The heart of God is to bless not only the Israelite, not only the church today. God's heart is to bless every person on this earth. Can you say amen to that? So there is a part on our part. Will I look to this God? Who is my God? And if God is out to bless us, we want to be in a position, in a place where God is. I'm so glad to see you in church today. In LSBC, it's a good church. I've known S.P. Lawrence Chua as long as you all were here. And we've learned so much from this church in terms of community, blessing community, pastoring. So we see God's heart, God's initiative, the reaches from His heart that reaches out that He desires to bless His people. This passage called the priestly benediction. Someone once called it the beautiful blessing. How many of you have memorized this verse and love this verse? Yeah, two people. Praise God. After today, there will be a few more. When God blesses a nation, He blesses a nation through individuals. And when God blesses individuals, He will use that individual to bless the nation. What am I talking about? Remember Abraham? All that Israel, through all the years and generations that they go through, God made a covenant with one man called Abraham. Because of Abraham, the man who was seek after God, the man who, the father of all who believe, because of Abraham, His blessing continued to flow from generation to generation. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. Three sentences. Each sentence begins with the Lord. In Hebrew, it is this four letter written in capital. YHWH. It is almost an unpronounceable word. How do you pronounce YHWH? That's why we have to add in the A to make it Yahweh. Do you know that God's name was so holy that when the scribe, whenever they are transcribing something, when they come to the name of God, they put down the pen, they wash their hand, dry it and everything just to write that word. And in the Hebrew, this word is written with capital, YHWH. This is our God. I do not think it's the first sentence is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. No, I don't believe in that. It is a totality of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who says, I will bless you, I will keep you. Do you want the blessing from the Lord today? Every one of us position ourselves to be where God is, to see the heart of God, the purposes of God, and then we learn to walk in it. James chapter 1 says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, Father of light. The Father who will give, he gives us the best, he gives us generously, he gives us his Son, his only begotten Son. And there's no shadow of turning. What does it mean? God doesn't give you today, take it back tomorrow. You got people like that? No, like not in this church. This church are all great people. When the Lord bless, he gave all. He gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe, whosoever, regardless of where we come from, what kind of background we come from, God is able to accept us the moment we turn to him. Amen? Every good, every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation and turning. The first sentence, or all the three sentences, each one has got two key words. The first sentence, the Lord bless and keep you. The word bless is a big word. We use it, God bless you. What do we mean when we wish people, God bless you? It is to wish the favor, the goodness of God to be poured upon you, upon us, flowing from his people. The word bless, blessed, and blessing appear over 500 times in the Bible. Remember Jesus, his first public address, Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, called Sermon on the Mount. What was the first word that came out of Jesus' mouth as a public sermon? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek, those who mourn, those who seek after righteousness, hunger and thirst after. 8 times, 8 plus 1 actually. Blessedness. That is his heart. When he opened his mouth the first time publicly, he said, blessed are you who will seek after our God. Come from wherever we are and we can seek after God. Israel, at that time, very much in the old days, was they have their shepherds, they are farmers. And for a farmer, one of the big blessings is to have good weather at the right time for a great harvest. So the Lord bless them, even through weather, naturally. So for a farmer, it is good weather at the right time, not at the wrong time, for a good harvest. For shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, a shepherd, a great shepherd, a good shepherd, our chief shepherd. He provides for us. He blesses us through provision, and his provision comes with protection. He provides green pastures, he provides clean water. Provision that comes with protection. I say that intentionally to explain the next word. The first word is bless. The second word is the Lord bless you and keep you. God not only provide, he want to protect. He want to protect us. He want to protect what we have to use it for the glory of his name. Your church is well known for community pastoring. You have done a lot. July, there's one more CP seminar coming up. And I tell you, one reason the Lord is blessing this church because of your focus, that you are out to bless the people. Continue to keep it up. Amen? Church, keep that up. Not only Hougang, but I hear Sengkang and other areas in Singapore because of what you have done. We know Genesis chapter 12. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. And so is LSBC. God bless this church. I've seen the growth of this church over the years. God bless that you will be a blessing through the church community, pastoring, and also in your own ways, in your home, in your office, wherever the Lord bless us. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. I'll tell you a story at this point. This didn't happen in Singapore. It happened in America, Pennsylvania. A man, his name is William. William strike lottery. Big lottery, $16 million. Okay? That's a lot of money. I say in the first service, so I'll say it here in the second service, just to be clear. This sermon is not to tell us Christian can buy lottery or not, okay? That is not the purpose. I'm Lawrence Lee. If you have that question, then you ask S.P. Lawrence Chua. He's a man who reads law, he knows law, and as a pastor, I'm sure he's full of grace also. So that is not the purpose, okay? But I want to tell you this story because to listen and understand this part about blessing and keeping. William bought lottery, he strike $16 million back in the 1980s. That's a lot of money. So to claim his winning, they have actually worked it out for him to have about $500,000 a year for 26 years. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Huh? But in the first few months, he already collected his first earning, and he bought gifts, $300,000. To give to different people. Well, nothing wrong. That's his money. He has the right to. He invested a little in a liquor license. He went to buy a lease for a restaurant in another place. I do not know what this means. He bought a car lot, a CAR, a car lot. Okay, maybe there's like a parking thing. And then he even bought a twin-engine plane, although he don't have a pilot license. By the third month, William was in debt of $500,000. Got $500,000 coming in every year, but by the third month, he incurred a debt of $500,000 already. Actually, quite poor thing, this man. When he was a child, about 8 years old, his mother died. His father put him in an orphanage, so he was quite distanced from his family. But when he strike lottery, everybody become your friend, lah, huh? So what happened? One of his estranged brother came back to find him, but perhaps didn't get money from him or very little. That brother actually hired a hitman to kill him, but the attempt was not successful. He didn't die because of that. Okay, so the first thing, and because he incurred some debt, there was a debt collector one day wanted to collect money from him. He actually took a gun and shoot, but also missed the debt collector. Wow, what a life after winning lottery. Number three, one of his ex-girlfriend, the day when he was going to buy lottery, he asked the girlfriend, and the girlfriend passed him a ring that he went to pawn for $40 US dollars, and together they put, and he said, when I win, I'm going to give you half the. So he didn't keep his word. And this ex-girlfriend sued him in court, huh, and took half of the earnings. So at the end of the day, William was in debt over $1 million. Really, I think that sometimes things like this, if a man cannot even handle $10,000, because before he bought lottery, he was almost zero in the bank. If you cannot handle a huge amount of money, may not be your blessing. But God can bless us. Amen? I said that story to bring you to one verse that you want to open your Bible to in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. You see, my point is the Lord bless you and keep you. That keep is so important. That protection over what we have is so important. Health is a great blessing from God. Amen? God gives, some of you have great health, but we have to have our duty to take care of ourselves. What you eat, sufficient rest. As a Christian, we pray, and so many things that we must do. God can bless us, but there is a part where God also wants to protect us, and we must also live this life right. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I want a true blessing from God. Yeah. Although this man, William, suddenly had a big windfall, but it was so much trouble that came with it. Well, anyway, that's William. So let us leave William and carry on with our sermon, okay? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That's the first sentence. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The second sentence. You remember the incident in Exodus where Moses went up to the mountain? He spent time with God. There was one period he spent 40 days just in the presence of God. And through that, Moses prayed. He said, please show me your glory. Wow. I think in the Bible, for a man to come so close to the presence of God for 40 days, you know, at the end of the 40 days, what happened? His face shine. The Lord make his face to shine upon us, that Yahweh's face may shine for the glory of God. Amen? Hello? Are you with me? It's okay to say amen in church. Huh? And Moses' face shine. It was radiant. So much so that they have to give him a covering. Okay? When Moses asked God, please show me your glory, the answer of God is that I will make my goodness to pass before you. I will be gracious to whom I shall be gracious. I shall have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You see, the grace of God comes in his love, his mercy, his compassion on each one of us. Have you tasted the goodness of God? His goodness, his grace, his compassion is upon us. When God looks upon us to make his face to shine upon us, it shows that God is delighted. His favor, his grace, his approval is on us. Turn to another scripture in Psalm 67, verse 1. Read it together with me. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. One more time. God be merciful to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. I say this. I say where the face of God shine, his grace flows. Because of God's face. Because of God's favor. Because of God's goodness. Where his face shine, when his face shine on you, his grace flows. And remember, he blessed us for a reason. To be a blessing to your friends, to your family, to the people around us. Every one of us. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. And he talked about us. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that man may see your good works and glorify Father in heaven. Wow, good works. I know every religion teaches us some good works. But when people see, they want to know who is your God. Is that what you want for your life? Amen? Let your light so shine that man may see your good works. Practical things. Real help. So the part two of that blessing, the second line is about the Lord make his face to shine upon us. Let me ask you this morning, when you wake up, or any morning, how many of you have ever thanked God for the sun, S-U-N? Huh? When rain, then we tell God, we don't need rain, you know. We're going to go out, CP work, and so on. You think that from the day that God created the universe, the sun, the stars, the galaxies, the sun has been, rather the earth orbit around the sun, It has never moved. If the sun have moved 2 degrees closer, you know we get barbecue. Huh? If the sun moves out, or actually it's the earth, okay, by 2 degrees, life on earth is finished. But when God created the sun, the moon, and the stars, he put it in his orbit, and it has never failed. That speaks to me about the faithfulness, the steadfastness of our God when he does something. God just had to speak, and things came into being. Okay? So the Lord made his face to shine upon you. So I think of God's goodness, mercy, compassion on every one of us that we may reflect his glory to the people around us. When the Lord made his face to shine upon us, the other word is be gracious to us. Two words both in the Bible, grace and mercy. Many people think that they are very similar. We can use them interchangeably. It's not. What is the difference between grace and mercy? Actually, it's on opposite end. I give you a simple definition of grace and mercy. Grace is receiving the blessing that we do not deserve. That's grace. Unmerited favor, undeserved. We didn't do anything, but Jesus took everything for us on the cross. He died that we might live. Amen? That is grace. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything. When I gave my life to Christ, the first Sunday I walked into a church, when I was 17 years old, that first Sunday I gave my life to Christ with my older brother, two of us. It has been 50 over years that I've been walking with the Lord. The next day I brought my girlfriend, that I brought her here today also. My girlfriend sitting in front. The next year, I got baptized that year. She got baptized the next year. She was the first Christian in her whole family, and that was not easy back then. Because to become a Christian, the whole family has... And also one more thing, because I'm Lee and she's Lee. Lee and Lee is a powerful combination. So she came to Christ, and it was not easy for us. But now that we look back, we've been Christian for 50 over years. And every year her family has a Christmas gathering because of her late mom's memorial. The mother came to Christ when the mother was 79 years old. Amen? Fully converted, baptized. And at a church camp, they asked her, what do you have to say when everyone has to share after church camp? She said, Manzu, wow, I'm satisfied becoming a Christian at 79 years old. Today, we had a photo maybe 7-8 years back already. We counted second generation, third generation, fourth generation. Almost 70% of her family today are Christian. Amen? Praise God. Something to praise God for. I say that to tell you, today there are some of you here who are praying for your loved one, your family to be saved. How many of you? Raise your hand. Later I want to pray for you. Seriously, I want to pray for you. God has blessed you. You are the light in your family. And God is going to use you, not only in your family, in your workplace, wherever we are. Shine for Christ. Tell your neighbor, shine for Christ. Amen. Amen. So I told you what grace is. Grace is receiving that blessing that we do not deserve. Mercy, on the other hand, is slightly different. Mercy is not receiving the punishment that we deserve. That is mercy. So when they came to Christ, Son of David, have mercy on us, Son of David. They know that they are not in the best standing. We deserve to be punished. And the rotan is coming down. You're going to get it. But when the rotan was coming, Jesus stretched out his hand and took it for you and me on the Calvary cross. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He took everything for every one of us that we deserve. Actually, it's a moment for altar call. No, never mind. Hold on. Seriously, it's a moment to bow and say, thank you, Lord. I have made mistakes. I have fumbled. I have done. And yet, he took it all for us, both grace and mercy from the Lord. The Lord bless you. Amen? And keep you. And make his face to shine, radiate on you, that you will also become a blessing for his glory. The second one, make his face shine. The third sentence, he lift up his countenance upon you. Totally, I look at these three sentences, a threefold blessing from our triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, absolutely for every one of us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. In the old days, when the king come by the chariot of the king, the people are not even supposed to look. They actually bow down. This expression, the Lord lift up his countenance on you. In another way of looking at it, actually, if you are a child, a small child, the Lord actually bend down to talk to you. Wow. That is our Lord. Even though he's high and mighty, but there are times he bends down. How are you? How are you, my dear sister? How are you, my dear brother? Are you okay? That is the love and concern of our Father. So today, Singapore, we don't have king. I bring you to the President of Singapore. Those of you who are... How many of you remember President Wee Kim Wee? And that's how old you are. Way back, I think President Wee served for 2 terms, or 4 years, I think. In 1986, at the National Day Parade, I think it was his second year. First year was 85. I'm not wrong, am I? President Wee, as a National Day Parade, oh, by the way, National Day Parade tickets are out. Don't do it now, okay, later. You can try to get your ticket. So when President Wee walked past, the top picture is a passing out parade at Safti. The second picture, the lower one, is National Day Parade. And you will remember one thing about President Wee Kim Wee. 1986, he was walking. By protocol, traditionally, the VIP just walked past, but he stopped and he talked to the... If I look at the top picture, he was talking to a lady, a female guard of honor. These are the cream of the cream, cream de la cream of that parade. He talked to her. Imagine if that is you, how proud you feel. National Day Parade TV, all zoom in. It appeared in Straits Times the next morning. President Wee stopped to talk to this person. If you go to Lorong Asu Market, you tell everybody, this one, my daughter, you know. Right? It's such a proud, memorable moment. So this is our President Wee. We call him the People's President. President Wee requested that when he die, he'll be buried like any common citizen, I think at Mandai. They are supposed to have a special lawn for VIPs, and he deserved that. He came from a journalist background to editor. Later, he became ambassador. He became president, but he wanted to be one among his people. This is our president. And I think of one who came down to be with us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Walk with us. He suffered the most for every one of us. And you know what happened? 1986, he stopped, talked to people. Following that, every president also stopped to talk to people. True or not? True? But this is Singapore style. Not only talk to people, must talk to 1, 2, 3, 4, because we've got 4 races. Very diplomatic. It's okay. I mean, our government is doing a good job. I better say that first. But every president following that have to stop and talk because of President Wee Kim Wee, the people's president. We thank God. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and he lift up his countenance in that moment. President stopped and, how are you? In the old days, I've served national service, those of you who serve. Any parade, if the VIP talk to you, you get day off automatically. True? True or not? You all don't know. Wasted life. VIP talk to you, just CEO give you day off straight away. It's true. Never mind. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. This is our God who came down to walk among us, to be one among us. What a proud moment. I want you to know that not only President, our Lord knows each one of us. Bible even says he can count the hair on your head. And for me, it's quite easy to count. Hey? Why you laugh, Please. You see, when the Lord lift up his face, He focuses his attention on you. Today, there are over 8.3 billion people on this face of the earth. In a stadium of 120,000 people, God knows his sheep. God knows every one of us, wherever we are, in all that we are going through. Can you say amen to that? You believe that? Even in a crowd of 120,000, God knows who are his. The doorpost that was smeared with the blood of the Lamb, he knows. He knows. He passed over. So the focus of this Aaronic blessing, six times, six words and six times, who is it for? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Tell your neighbor, it is meant for you. Tell your neighbor, receive it, receive it, receive it. Amen. You may say, nobody knows what I'm going through. It is true. But in a good church like this, go to your pastors, talk to your cell leaders. There are people who care. And talk to God also. This Aaronic blessing begins with bless, the Lord bless. It ends with peace. The Lord bless you. It ends with peace. We need peace. We thank God for the safe, secure environment we are living in our nation. What is peace? Peace is not just the absence of war, although we thank God for the peace in our nation. Peace is not just the absence of war. It is the presence of God, even when we go through storm and turmoil. Amen? There will be, we know, you read the total scripture, there will be times that we will go through pain and difficulties. There will be. But Jesus says, peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There will be things that we go through. Today there are still nations at war, Ukraine, Russia. Then suddenly the Strait of Hormuz came out. We never heard about it before. Gaza. Before that, 3,000 missiles in one night shot at Israel. And so many things are happening. Our government also tell us, brace, be careful, watch out. You know, be careful. Like investment and so on, just watch. Don't go steady. Yeah. We need peace. True peace, that is the presence of God in our lives, in all that we go through. This is the Old Testament benediction. Turn to one more scripture. I may not have it there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. And both Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, he ends with something very similar to this. So we are at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Listen to this. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Wow, what a closing. Hearing from the Old Testament to the New Testament. What an assurance. Now may the Lord of peace. I think 1 Thessalonians, there was a closing with something very close to this. Now may the Lord of peace himself, God himself, give you peace always in every circumstances. The Lord be with you. Say amen. This is our God. I'm not saying because we are Christian, we don't have trouble. We will have. It will come. Don't have to worry about that. But when it comes, brace yourself in the presence of God. Keep our heart focused on him. Allow him to lead us as a shepherd, to hold our hands, to lead us through. One time I heard many years ago a definition of the word shalom. Peace is shalom, we know it. And we can greet somebody, shalom, the Lord bless you. Shalom actually means nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Wow. That is a way to look at it. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. The Lord is my shepherd. In my own version, I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I am okay. If you are hiking with a friend and a friend falls down the ravine, it's a bad fall. The first thing you ask, how are you? Are you okay? Are you okay? You want to hear one answer. I'm okay. Isn't it? We will go through life. We will go through challenges. But I want to go through with God walking, the Lord, my shepherd, walking through with us, that we can say, I am okay. Are you okay today? Are you okay? Seriously, if you have situation, come and talk to the pastors. They are here to take care of you, to bless you, to share with you, to pray for you. Yeah? You have a good church. So I'm going to wrap up. But we have to read verse 26 and 27. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. It is so clear. You shall put my name, that is the Yahweh, the name of the Lord. Where is the name of the Lord? It is on all the people who put on the name of Christ called Christian. How many Christian here? You are carrying the name of Christ. Hello, hello, some more? We carry the name of Christ. Hallowed be thy name. God's name is holy. Let's walk correct with him. Let's walk in righteousness. We fail. We fumble once a while. But let us move on and carry on because of the presence of the Lord upon our life. That he says, and you shall put my name, he told Aaron. You shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Wow. Amen. We are privileged because we are a child of God. You and I. Nothing. Nothing of who am I. What am I? Nothing. It is God and Christ in my life. Will we uphold that name of Christ? Hello? Amen? If there's any one of you who have not fully accepted Christ, today is a good day. Come forward and see the pastors in front. Some of you may have been going through situations in life. And you say, God, where are you? Go back to the Word of God. Draw that assurance. So I'll wrap up this sermon on the Aaronic blessing. The Aaronic blessing reveals God's heart, God's divine purpose, God's desire for all his people. The one before this, please. Can I have the PowerPoint before this, the summary? Yes. God's eternal purpose is to bless his people with provisions for our life, with protection on your possessions, with his presence over your generation. How many of you can say amen to each one of these? True? Isn't this what we live for? Provision for our lives, protection on our possessions, presence over not only you, but you and your generations. His affection on what you do, his peace, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And so they shall put my name on the children of Israel. And God says, I will bless them. We are in the house of God today. And I'm glad, so happy to see each one of us, both in the first service and this service. May we come to a moment to just dedicate ourselves to the Lord. I'm not finished yet. Today, we enjoy the gifts and the favor from the hand of God. One day, we will enjoy the splendor of his face. Yeah, I say that again. Today, we enjoy the gifts and the favor from the hands of God. One day, we will enjoy the splendor of his face. One more scripture before I close. Psalm 17, verse 15. Open it. You want to read this. David the psalmist says, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. One day you will hear, Pastor Lawrence has gone to sleep. It is okay, it's coming. One day, I didn't say how soon. I do not know me first or whoever first. But David says, as for him, the man after God's heart, he says, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. And I will be satisfied, greatly, deeply, fully satisfied when I awake in your likeness. One day they tell you, Pastor Lawrence has fallen asleep. I want to fall asleep here. I want to wake up that side. Hello? And you see the beauty we haven't imagined. The presence of God. How many of you want to get there? Every one of us. Really, 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 huh? Aim for it. Walk with Him and enjoy that. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. When I awake fully satisfied in your likeness. John Calvin says, nothing is more desirable for the consummation of our happiness and blessing. John Calvin, nothing is more desirable for the consummation of our happiness and blessing than that we should behold the countenance of God. Let's stand together as the worship team lead us in a song of worship unto the Lord. There are those who want to respond in this moment, besides from your place. If you want to come out, you to come out right now. There are pastors who pray with you. For the rest of us, can we lift up our hands, our hearts? We have come to the house of the Lord. And allow me to pronounce God's benediction. How do we receive this? We are not the children of Israel, but through our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the right to receive every promise, every covenant that the Lord has given, Old Testament to New Testament. Lift up your hands as we pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all glory be to God. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Amen.